Blog Talk Radio.
tonight on Women's. And tonight, just want to welcome everybody tonight. Women Speak Now. I am the host of the Drug Enforce, the Word of God on tonight. I hope everybody came excited. I hope everybody came tonight to receive and come to great patience. Amen. You have to come expecting that God has a word for you on tonight. Amen. The Bible said much is given, much is required on tonight. There is a word from God on tonight. Amen. I just want to go into prayer and move forward into this word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight, God. Just want to say thank you for another opportunity that you have allowed your people to come together tonight. Father God, we come to Shabbat you. We come to praise you. We come to magnify you. We come to glorify your name on tonight, Father God. We reference you tonight, knowing, God, that you're a strong tower. You said the righteous can run in and be saved. So, Father God, we ask you to have your way tonight, God. I'll move myself complete out of the way on tonight, that you will speak through me as your servant, as one of your disciples, as one of your chosen daughters on tonight. So, Father God, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. I do give honor amen. To God, who is ahead of my life on tonight. And I do give honor to our pastor, E. Hamilton, amen, the host and the sponsor for Women Speak Now tonight. We thank God that he allowed the women to carry out on Thursday night and even sometime on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday night. Amen. You know, some men do not support women and some men do not believe into women's preacher. Amen. But how many know God that whosoever will let him come? Amen. So tonight we're going to be talking about Jesus turn over the table. Oh, my God. Now, I know if you're a pastor, a leader, apostle, bishop, overseer, I know that you will not want God to come into your ministry that you said has been ordained, has been set aside, has been chosen, a church upon the hill. I know that you will not want God or Jesus or the Lord to come in them and turn over the tables in your ministry because you're doing things that's not in the will of God, and God is not pleased. Amen. So, okay, so you might say, could you kind of help me out a little bit, woman of God? Now we know that some ministry does not reference God. Some ministry does not fear God. Some ministry does not take God seriously, and the reason why, because some of them are there for the fishes and the loaves. They're not for the soul. They're not for lift up the name of Jesus. So they don't like any everything to go on in the house of God because they don't want nobody to stop paying their tithes, their offering, sowing seeds. Come on, somebody. They don't like things to go on in the praise team, homosexual, lesbian, gay. They don't like people to drink and smoke and curse, all this kind of stuff going on. And they don't like them to serve in the kingdom of God. I understand that we know that God has a respectable person, but I believe that we should reference God. We should reference the house of God. We should fear the house of God, that we should not allow everything to go on in the house of God. Amen. So we're going to get into this word in our St. Matthew 21st and the 10th verse. But how many know that some leaders allow everything to go on in the house of God? Come on, somebody. And they wonder why when people come and visit your ministry, they don't feel the spirit of God. They don't feel the anointing. They don't feel the power. They don't feel the glory. They don't feel the anointing because you are like anything to go on into the house of God. Come on, somebody. There's no fasting. There's no praying. There's no cleansing. There's no purging. There's nothing going on. There's no seeking. Come on. The Bible says church without prayer, you have no power. Come on, somebody. A church that there's no fasting, there's no power, there's no anointing. The Bible says these kinds come through much faster than much prayer. Come on, somebody. Much is given, much is required. So as I was sitting on the side of my bed this week, and I said, God, you know, I don't have anything for the people. I talked to God like he's right here in my house. Amen. And God said, I need you to talk about when Jesus turned over the table. Whenever God give a word in ministry, there is something going on in somebody's house of God that God is not pleased. So God said, I always send warning first before destruction. Amen. So let's get into this word of God on tonight. St. Matthew 21 And we're going to read verse 10, and we're going to read down to verse maybe 13 or 14. That's where the Lord said, amen. The word is already blessed in Jesus' name. Verse 10 says, St. Matthew 21, verse 10. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Now, what if we all get excited when we hear Jesus is coming through California, come on somebody, coming through Texas, coming to Tennessee, coming to Louisiana, come on somebody, coming to Dothan, to Jacksonville, Tuskegee. Why can't we say, who is this? That's a question. See, they want to know who is this? Come on somebody. So people should be asking us, who is this Jesus? Who is this God? Who is this Lord that you're talking about? Come on, somebody. The Bible says signs and wonders should follow them that believe. If there's no signs that want to follow you in your ministry, you should check yourself and see why. Come on, somebody. So there should be miracles, should be healing, should be deliverance, should be breakthrough. Come on, in your ministry, because the Bible says signs and wonders follow them that believe. If you say you believe in Jesus Christ, you've been born again, come on, somebody. You should be having signs and wonders follow them. So they ask a question. They saying, who is this? It's a question. It's good already. Verse 11 said, and the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee, the prophet. Wherever Jesus has spoke and said to you and to me, he is a man that cannot lie. He going to make things right. Come on, somebody. When Jesus give us a word, we can hear him. Because his voice is so soft, it's so tender. He don't scream, he don't holler, he don't yell. He speaks to us in our left or right ear, and he give us instruction. So right here it's saying, the multitude said, this is Jesus. The problem now, so all of what they're saying, man, you don't know who this is. Man, he may tell me, you ain't never heard about Jesus, and there's a prophet. Oh, my God, when he spoke and said, let it be light. Come on, somebody. When Jesus said and what he said going to be, and it happened. So, other words, so they were saying, who is this man? Oh, my God, who is this man? Like the woman at the well, when she went and met Jesus, what did he tell her? He told her everything about herself. The woman got accused of acting adultery or fornication. What happened? Them Pharisees, what they did, they wanted a stone to lay. But what did he say? Who would I send? Cast the first stone. And Jesus began to write on the ground, come on somebody, and say, your sins have been forgiven. So that's why we must know who he is for our own self, for your personal self. You need to have a one-on-one account, relationship with Jesus. So you can know him. So when people can say, who is this prophet? Who is this man? So if you don't know who he is, how can you tell me about him? If you never had an encounter, if you never had a scrimmage with him, if he never spoke to you, he never showed you things, never came to pass that he said because you didn't believe. Come on, somebody. Everything Jesus said, it came to pass. Come on. You got to hear the voice of God. You got to hear him. You got to hearken. You got to be obedient to him. The multitude was saying, you don't know who he is? Ooh, okay, let me introduce you to my Jesus. Well, so I tell you who he is, then if you want him to be your Jesus, we can invite him to come into your heart, and he'll change you. But do you really want to get to know this Jesus? Because this Jesus that I'm talking about right here, my God, and you got to give up something, count the cost. Because this right here, it's going to cause you to turn some things. It's going to cause you, come on, to stop fornicating, stop adultery, stop lying, stop biting. It's going to cause you a great price to get to know the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. The song said, do you know the man? Woo! Do you know the man? Come on, somebody, tonight. So I'm telling you, If you want to get to know who this prophet is of Jesus, it's going to take some quarters of time, some intimate time, turning your face, come on somebody, laying on your face, praying fast, seeking to God, come on. It's a sacrifice. You got to give up something because you don't want Jesus to come in your ministry and turn the table. We're going to get into it in a few minutes. We're going to talk about what he's talking about when he turned the table in the temple. So tonight, are your temple in order? Are you in order with God? Are you aligning everything on going to your temple? Are you taking authority? Are you taking charge? Are you taking dominion and saying, not in this house, but this house shall be called the house of prayer. This house shall be called the house of deliverance. Come on, somebody. You can't preach nothing that you're not living. Come on, somebody. You can't tell me how to stop fornicating and stop how adulterers, stop lying, stop cheating, stop blaspheming. If you still doing it, come on. The Bible says, when I have been delivered, let me go and convert my sister and my brother in a spirit of humility and love. Let's get down to verse 12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them, and sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and deceased them that sold doves. Ooh, now I know good well tonight, we don't want Jesus to walk up in your temple that you saying, this is God's house. God abide in him. For me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. For me and my house, we shall live holy. We shall live godly. We shall fear God. We shall reverence God. And you allow this going on in your temple. If you allow this going on in the temple tonight, if I were you, I would quickly repent and say, God, I repent tonight because I don't want you to walk up in my house and overthrow the tables. Woo! So guess what? They have tables in the temple of God. I can feel out this thing, y'all. Temple in the house of God. They had them already set up. Come on, somebody. Set up this table, that table, this table. And see, table is an S on them. So that means they had more than one table set up in the house of God. Amen. And verse 13 said, and said unto them, it is written. Woo! Y'all, but I'm listening. This is Jesus speaking tonight. He's talking. He said, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves. Woo! I'm going to sit with them on for tonight. Come on, somebody. Can Jesus say this about your house? Because see, everything that we have, it belongs to him. He just let us abide in it. Come on, somebody, let us worship in it. Let us pray in it. But in its good time, Jesus can shut it down anytime he get ready. Come on, somebody. See, that's why we got to be extra careful. What we allow going on in the house of God. We cannot be real. Cannot just be real tonight, y'all. We don't supposed to be selling no fish dinners, no chicken dinners, no hot dogs. All that kind of stuff, do not supposed to go in the house of God. Because if you say you're going to trust God, he's Malachi 3:8-9-10 said, bring all the tithe offering in my house, and he said, I will rebuke the defiler for your sake. The ministry will be ran off of a tithe offering and people sowing seeds. Come on, somebody. How you going to say, this is my house shall be called a house of prayer when you don't believe? Well, you ain't got no faith to trust God from month to month, week to week to meet your need. So you allow people to set up tables in the temple of God, and you allow anything to go in the house of God. God said, not so. Come on, somebody. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. God is speaking tonight. He said, come on, somebody. My house, that means that the house that he abiding you and me tonight. What is the house? The temple. Come on, the house is up. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Come on, shall is a command. That God say, you got to do this. Come on. You going to trust God? You're not going to trust God. Come on. Don't tell me that you shall live by faith. You know you ain't living by faith. You ain't walking by faith. You walking by sight because you don't believe. If you believe God, you will not allow everything to go on in your house of God. And stop saying, God understand. No, he don't understand. Then he up in the temple and he began to overthrow the tables. Money changers, woo, in the house of God. And you talking about, my ministry, my church, it's a mega church. We walk by faith, we walk by sight, and I don't like anything going to my house of God. Guess what? Jesus said, you lying. You lying right now. And he said, I'm liar when I tear the eyesight of God. People of God, on tonight, God say, get your house in order. Come on, somebody. What he told Hezekiah? Hezekiah, get your house in order. Don't you shall shoot or die. God sent a warning to Hezekiah. Come on. Tonight, God sent a warning to us tonight. There's certain things we cannot allow to go on in the house of God anymore. Come on. We have a lot to go on. But tonight, God said, stop tonight. Kill it. He said, if you don't kill it, it's going to kill you. You're going to destroy your ministry. You will never get into the next dimension in the kingdom of God because you are allowing things to go on in the house of God. You made my house of God as a thief and robber. And God said, he's not pleased with this. Come on, somebody. It's time to be real. Come on. It's time to come clean and say naked and not ashamed. Because we all know tonight we don't did something we shouldn't have did. Come on. We're not been going in the house of God. We got to be real. We compromise at some point. Come on. We allow things to go on. Then after God starts speaking to us, and then we allow the fear of God to take place and say, God, I repent quickly. So God said, whatever you're doing, you better repent quickly. And you better hope that I have mercy on you. You better hope I give you grace. You better hope I give you a divine love to cause me not to cut you off. Because he said, I warned you over and over again to stop allowing the money triumph in my house. You said, this is your house, God, not my house. He said, I didn't say it. You said it. We have made vows to God. We have made promise to God. We don't make covenants to God. Has we kept all of them? No. Come on, somebody. We got to be real tonight. Isaiah 54 and verse 7. Isaiah 56 and verse 7. Let's see what Prophet Isaiah is saying to us on tonight. Even them would I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifice shall be accepted unto my altar, for my house shall be called the house of prayer for all the people. Woo, that's good right there. And verse 8 said, Isaiah 56 and verse 8 said, the Lord God which gather, T-H, gathering. That means he said, I'm going to continue to gather. But are you ready to gather with the kingdom-minded people so we can build a kingdom, so we can go in and help them and say, the Lord say, you done made his house out of rubble, out of thief, out of money train, but I'm here to tell you tonight that God said, repent quickly and he'll forgive you. Come on, somebody. Don't be afraid to tell people what God's saying. He said, cry loud and spare not. Don't walk in fear, but walk in faith. Verse 8 says, the Lord God was gathered the outcast of Israel, saying, yet I will gather other to him beside those that are gathered unto him. God is giving us a chance tonight, people of God, to get it right. Come on. You don't want God to come into your ministry and he say all this to you. So if we're going to say, God, this house shall be called the house of prayer. It's in the prayer going on in your ministry. Come on. Are you doing 6 o'clock prayer? Are you doing 9 o'clock prayer? Are you doing 12 o'clock prayer? Are you doing 6 p.m. prayer? 9 o'clock? Are you doing round o'clock prayer? If you ever want a deliverance, a mover, God, you ever want miracles and signs in your ministry, you must have prayer going on in the midst. I'm not just saying praying on Wednesdays, but Bible study on Tuesday or Thursday. What about through the weekday? Come on, somebody. We should have people to sign to come into the ministry and take turns and pray. That's where the power, that's where the anointing, that's where the deliverance, that's where the healing take place through prayer. Jesus answered a question on verse 13 and said unto them, he said unto you, to me tonight, is it written, my house shall be called the house of prayer? Ooh, and then he's going to break it on down. He said, but ye have, oh, my God, right there. But you have made it a den of thieves. Why is this going on in of God, today we compromise and come on somebody. We align anything to go on in the house of God because people are giving big seeds, big tithes, big offering. Come on somebody, even son on slipping up a little money and paying your light bill, paying your mortgage rent, paying your cell phone, paying your car payment, give your money for your gas and your wife, and you allow this to go on in the house of God. God is not pleased. He said, you have made it a thing of feast. Feast. You robbed me in my tithes and offerings. Ooh, Malachi said, when a man has robbed me in tithes and offerings, he is cursed with a curse. That's the word. Come on. We don't want God to say you curse with a curse. Because when God say when he cursed them, can't nobody pray the curse off of us. He said, why should they pray off of you when you don't rob me? When he said, give me 10% off the top. We don't want to keep coming. We don't want to continue to keep on robbing God. We don't want to continue to call, say, God said, you're a thief. 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 More than one thief, more than two thieves, more than three thieves. So why should you keep allowing this to take place in your ministry? Come on, somebody. Reason why it's happening, because some pastor, some leader, hanging out, doing things you should be doing with your members. Come on, somebody. You're going places you should be going. Come on. Woo! My God is dying. And you're going to a hotel, Motel 6. But make sure the light is out. But guess what? God said, he said how he looked low. Your eyes are not placed. So that's why you align this to go on in the house of God. That's why he said, you have made my house out of thieves. You, he said, you did it. See, God going to do with the leader first. Come on, somebody. Who is the leader? The head, the pastor, the apostle, the bishop, the overseer. Whoever the head of the foundation of that ministry, that's who God's going to deal with first. But he said, you allow it to go on. Come on. See, God will come to us. He'll send a warning to us maybe one, two, three times, maybe four times, maybe five times, six times. I don't know. But how many more warnings do he got to keep coming to us and say, why you keep doing it? Why are you keep allowing this to take place in my house? Why? He asked him a question. He said, why have you made my house out of a thing, a thief, stealing from the ministry? That's why you can't trust everybody to be over the church finance. Come on, somebody. You can't trust everybody. If a person in the ministry is over your finance, if they are not paying tithes and offering, if they are not sowing seed, I don't believe they should be touching the finance because they curse with a curse. So if they touch the finance, what they're doing, they're cursing the finance. Come on, somebody. We need to get order back into the house of God. We need to bring order back into the kingdom of God. We allow order to go on for so long. Come on, somebody. That's why it says deal with your issues or else they're going to deal with you. We have allowed everything to go on in the house of God. Come on, somebody. Why ain't going to say nothing? I don't want to hurt his feelings. You know, they just came into the ministry. You know, they still babies. So, you know, we got to have patience with them. And, you know, God, he had frustration with us. And you know they're doing wrong. Come on, somebody. It's okay. But how much longer are you going to continue to let them to make out a thing of thief? How long are you going to allow them to keep doing things like this? Come on. Stop saying your house is a house of prayer. Stop saying your house is a house of deliverance, house of miracle, house of breakthrough. When ain't nothing going on in the house of God. In other words, I hear you talking, but I see no action. I hear you talking, but I don't see no move of God. I hear you talking, but I don't hear no testimony. Woo, my God. Come on. It's time to be real people of God. Take the mask off, take the scales off, and say, God, here I am, naked, not ashamed. Yes, God, strip me, God. Yes, God, I did allow that to go on. Yes, God, I did compromise. Yes, God, I did it. I did it, God. But tonight, I repent for you tonight. I'm asking you, God, I'm sorry, God. Help me walk out of this fear and walk into faith so I can trust you that I don't have to lie. People set up in tables in the house of God and begin to fail and do all this stuff. And then God going to come in and he going to overthrow it. What if God is destroyed? the whole ministry. Ooh, because the pastor was disobedient. God said, he sent a warning to you and say, don't allow this to go on in the house of God. Come on, somebody. Don't allow them to set up tables in the house of God and having all this to go on in the house of God. Come on, somebody. But you say you're a man of faith. You're a woman of faith. You say, oh, I trust God. I believe God. I know what God can do. But God said, if you believe me, why are you lying tables set up in the house of God? Come on, somebody. And see, Jesus drove the money changer out because he said, my house will not be a den of thieves. He said, my house, that your house that you saying, this is God's house. If it's God's house and you say this is God's house, so God got to have a body to be able to run the ministry or keep the ministry going. So how can you say that this is God's house when you allow this to go on? Something is wrong. Something is missing. Come on, somebody. It's time tonight to do a roll check and say, Lord, you know what? I realize, God, I have a lot. All this to go on. Somebody know it's going for years now. What happened is we compromise. Woo. When you compromise, baby, it's a great price you're going to pay. When you compromise, it's going to cost you a great loss. Oh, my God. You're going to say, I wish I wouldn't have did it. Why did I compromise? Why did I lie this go on? Because you know why you did it? Because you didn't trust God. You didn't have faith. You confess with your mouth, but he said your heart was so full from it. Because if you really trust God, you will not allow nobody to set up tables, money changers in the house of God. You will stop them. Say, I thank you for that idea, brother, sister, mother. But listen, I cannot allow what St. Matthew 21, verse 10, 11, 12, 13 say, I cannot allow God to come up in him and overthrow the tables. Oh, my God. I can't allow God to ask me a question, say, why did you allow this to go on in my house? My house. You said you represent me. You said you my son. You my daughter. I got a heart after God. I got a heart of compassion. I got a God long suffering. Oh, I know he's my Jehovah Jireh. Oh, he's my El Shaddai. He's my provider. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you all, but tonight I'm walking by faith. Me and my wife walking the floor. I was sitting in the corner saying, my husband, we stop this mess. Because he just talking about fear. Now he's talking about in front of the people, putting on this glamorous show and like, oh, I'm walking by faith. If you're walking by faith, you will not allow this going in your house of God. Because the Bible say, the just shall live by faith. Either you're going to trust me or you're not going to trust me. Come on. You can't trust God if you got fear. Fear is dangerous. Fear is powerful. Fear will clip you. Fear will handicap. Fear will let you think something going on in your house of God, but you hear anything, you see anything. It ain't even there. Fear. Four-letter word, but it's powerful. False evidence appears to be real. Come on, somebody. We allow fear to grip our minds to realize things to go on, and not even in men, but in our own household. The battle is in the mind. Sometimes we are our worst enemies. We got to stop giving the devil any enemy too much credit, too much glory. Come on. We got to be real and stop being paranoid and say, God, it's me. I allow this to go on. Because I really realized, God, I didn't trust you. I really did not have faith like I said I see. I stood before your people, to God, and I'm proclaiming that I have faith. I'm proclaiming that I trust you. God, I believe you. And God, you know what? I will preach about faith. I preach about speak to the mountain. Command the mountain, be thou removed. Command the mountain, be thou unrooted. I speak to the mountain now. I command the mountain to go now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, decree, and declare by the word of God on tonight. Every mountain that's in your life, in my life, I command it to be gone. And you know good well, you're not sincere. Come on, somebody. Because any of my mouth is standing our way. God has gave us power, gave us authority, gave us anointing, gave us a spirit, a word in our belly, in your mouth. And he said, what you need is in your mouth, your deliverance, your healing, your breakthrough, your miracle. But what are you saying? What are you speaking? Come on, somebody. You're speaking up under that power of God. Are you speaking up under, and you command in the name of Jesus, saying the Lord thy God, I rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. I command you now, take your hands off of my husband, off of my wife, my children, everything attached to me is blessed. And saying right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you now. I command you to loose now. I command you now. I bind you in the earth. I bind you in heaven. I loose you in the earth. Loose you in heaven now. See, that's how you got to talk to the devil. Come on. You got to get mad. You got to get angry and say, devil, enough is enough. You don't touch my finance. You don't touch my ministry. You don't touch everything attached to me. Now I'm going in the kingdom of God. I'm going to take it by force. Come on. I'm going to rise up now in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to rise up now in my authority. And I'm going to decree and declare up in the earth realm. God, you said, I decree and declare you will perform it. So now, God, I'm rising up now, God. Oh, God, I'm rising up now, God. I'm Abraham's seed. I'm Abraham's faith. God, I command you now to rise up on me now, the Elisha prophet of North. God, I command you now, God. I take authority. I walk in dominion. I take right now everything the enemy had done. If I got to stay all night long, if I got to pray, God, I got to cry, I got to read, I'm willing to go through just for my ministry's sake. God, save my ministry. God, I repent to you. God, I allow this to go on in the house of God. Lord, I allow the peoples of God to set up tables in the house of God. Oh, God, I did this, God. Yes, God, I compromised. God, I didn't trust you. Ha, my voice shined out. God, I didn't have the faith like I should have. God, I allow this to go on, God. I compromised. But, God, I ask you now, God, that you will spare my ministry, God. I ask you now, God, that you will have mercy now, God. God, I'm standing now in the middle of the sanctuary now. I'm staying on your word of God now, God. I'm asking you, God, that you will spread the ministry. I repent, God, first, God, for my wrongdoing. Ah, my God. I repent, God, for me not trusting you, me not having faith. Oh, my God. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your way, if you trust God, he will direct your path. Come on. The Bible said, for the man's footstep is ordered by the Lord. If you righteous, God going to order your footstep. God will lead you. He will guide you. He will show you who to connect with. Come on. He will show you where your wealth is at. He will show you where your money is at. He will show you who to connect with. Because he said, for the man's footstep has been ordered by God. Are you righteous tonight? Oh, my God. Come on, somebody. Psalms 84:11 say, God without hold no good thing for those who walk up right before him. What you need tonight, go to your daddy. Go to your Jehovah Jireh. Go to your El Shaddai. Go to your provider. Say, God, you said. Give God back his word. Come on. When the last time you gave God back his word? When the last time you charged God? When the last time you command? You command this thing, it got to happen. When the last time you prayed? When the last time you fasted? When the last time you laid on your face? When the last time you sacrificed some things that you know you love the more? These can't come through much fasting and much prayer. Oh my God, the people of God tonight, don't allow God to come into your ministry and overthrow them tables because you allow faith to go on in your ministry. Come on, somebody. You don't want God to say, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But ye have, you have made it a standing of thee. Woo, my God of Zion. You don't want Jesus to say that about your ministry. You want him to say, well done, that good and faithful servant. You want him to say, well, good, Pastor E. Hamilton. You want to say, well, good, Pastor Mayan. You want to say, well, good, Bishop William. Come on. You want him to say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Come on. You want God to say, my hands up on this ministry. Come on. You want God to say, I'm with you. Come on. You don't want God to say, depart me because of iniquity. I know you're not. You did all this in vain, but depart from me. You want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful service. You want him to say, I'm well pleased with your son, I'm well pleased with your daughter. Keep on preaching. Keep on fasting. Keep on praying. Come on. Keep on proclaiming my word, speaking my word with power and authority of the northern of God. And God said, I got to move for you now. Oh, my God. You pass can trust you now. You're in a new place, new dimension, new levels in the kingdom of God. See, God will not give you $1 million if he can't trust you with $500. Come on, because he already know you ain't going to pay your tithe up to $500. So what should he give you $1 million for? Come on, think about it. Oh, my God, a sign coming here. Don't you allow God, don't you allow Jesus, walk up in here and say this. You want people to say, who is this? Jesus. Oh, you're talking about Jesus. Jesus said, tell me what he did for you. Come on, somebody. We should be able to sit down and say, do you got time? Because this right here, it's going to take a little time. I got so many testimonies, so many miracles, but let me tell you what I had to do to get where I'm at now. Now, I don't know you wouldn't pay the price. But the anointing, the glory, the power upon our lives is a great price we got to pay. We got to learn how to say no to people. Then about nobody feeling, ain't about hurting nobody. The Bible said, cry loud and spare. Now, come on. You got to say what God is saying. Keep it moving. Some of us are fear to tell people the truth. You don't want them to be your ministry. But guess what? If God will sign up to you, if they leave, they got to come back. Don't never be afraid to release people. If they want to go, let them go. God say, I'm making room for new people to come in. But you're trying to hold on to them same old people, and they're stressing you out. They're frustrating you. You lose your sleep. Come on, somebody. You talk, you turn in the bed. They call you all time of the night. Pastor pray. Pastor did. And you don't told them 500 times to stop doing what they're doing, but they still disobedient. But here you go. Well, I'm just waiting on God to deliver them. What if God don't deliver them? You're going to miss out what God has assigned for you in your ministry. Stop allowing people to drag on you, pull on you. Y'all didn't learn how to shut your phone down at a certain time. So this is how me and my wife. Come on, somebody. Stop allowing people to pull on you, pull on you, pull on you, pull on you. Come on. It's time to grow up. How long are you going to be on Similite meal, if a meal? When are you going to get on the whole meal? Come on. When you come off a 2% meal, when you going to come off of it, how long you going to continue to like people to pull on you? Come on. I had to let some stuff go. My kids, my dog scratching me out. They don't think I'm taking a bite. No, I let them scratch me out. I'm about to come up out of charism. I'm about to say things I shouldn't say because my children is my heart. But I had to realize, Lisa, back up. Don't lie, because he said at the end of the day, whatever you tell your children, they're going to still do what they want to do. So why are you lying? You have a headache. You can't sleep. You are upset. You frustrated. You're mad. You want to go over there and do a drive-by. Woo! Ha-ha! Can we be real tonight, people of God? I'm real. Come on. I'm talking about myself. A couple weeks ago, got real upset, real angry. Come on. At my son-in-law, how he treated my daughter. I'm tired. I'm sick of this. But God said, Lisa, he treated her like that because she let him. You're going to go over there, show out, you're going to go over there and do things. And he said, for what? She's still going to be waiting. So God said, shut your mouth. Stay out of it. And I said, God, I had to repent quick. God, forgive me. Lord, you're right. I had to calm my little cell phone down. Come on. I'm talking about the prophet Lisa. Come on, the prophet. I had to calm my cell phone down. I had to go back and say, oh, let me go back and do a recheck. Because I'm almost lost. See, when we can learn how to be real with one another and say, I'm almost lost. Because you know why? I allow my feelings. I allow my emotions. I allow all that to get in the way. But my dad said, back up. Leave it alone. He said, that bad is not yours. I know you love your daughter, but some things you got to learn how to stay out of it. He said, that's her. He said, a person will stay alone, they're sick and tired. But till it get personal enough, they won't do anything. So I had to go back and say, oh, God, I repent, God, because I almost lost it. You know what I'm saying? I allowed myself to get out of scratch for nothing. But I thank God that I humbled myself down, and I heard the voice of God say, stay out of it. Let your children go. Let your family go. Let your whoever it is, you got to learn how to say no. If people want to change, they're going to change. I know you love them. He said, it ain't my will, every soul won't be saved. You can't save the whole world, Lisa. You can't save everybody. If they don't want it, leave them alone. Pray for their mind, their heart. They will change toward God. But I had to realize that people forgot. I had to get a grip quickly. quickly. My friend, my pastor, had told me some things to do, and I said, oh, my God. I've been carrying all this weight for my family for years and years. They want to call me when they need prayer, when they're going through something, when they need something. They call me. And they know I'm going to go ready and pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I stand in the gap. Oh, God, I intercede. Oh, God, I block it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you say if anything in your name. Here I am going in. And God said, when you going to get out the way? When you going to allow me to deal with your family? I'm going to tell you to pray. He said, you need to seek me first and ask me, do I want you to pray for them? Tonight, I'm pretty sure we all guilty of that right there. We all guilty of trying to handle things in our own way. Come on. We got to be real. But tonight, in my closing, I want you all, these pastors on this line, examine yourself. Go by it from where you started, the ministry, up to right now, and see how you allow in this to go on in St. Matthew 21, verse 10, 11, 12, and 13. See how you allow this to go on in your ministry. What if God would have came in there and overthrew the tables in your ministry, in the temple, overthrow the tables, money changers, and in the seats of them that sold doves. Sold doves! Why you sold doves? Why you did it? You didn't trust God. You didn't have the faith. You didn't believe God. In other words, and the most important thing, check this out. Some of us have got to be real. Let's not be paranoid. We didn't see the vision. We didn't see it. We didn't see the vision, but now we catch the vision. We caught the vision, and now you push the vision. See, a pastor, God get a vision to the pastor. The lay members get behind the pastor and his wife, and you push the vision. If God gave the pastor a vision about certain things in the ministry, you should be pushing the pastor, what I need to do. Make this vision come to pass. Pastor, what I need to do. Write the vision down. Make it plain. Upon the tables of your heart, though it tarry at the appointed time, it shall surely come to pass. Have you worked on your vision? Every husband and wife, they have a ministry. You should have a vision wrote down with your husband and your wife. And even the ministry, you should have a vision that you have presented before the body of Christ, the blueprint. This is the vision for the ministry. And this is it. This on this side, that side, that side. You should have a ministry that the people that connect to you can see the ministry, see the blueprint. Other words, they can say, okay, to the left, to the right, to the front, to the back, I can do something with the vision. When the last time you share your vision with the ministry? The last time you share what God is keeping you concerning the ministry, you cannot be afraid to share the ministry with the people of God. But what I'm saying is, you can't share it with everybody in the ministry. You have to share it with people that you know connected to you, that you know going to get behind you and your wife, that's going to push you, going to encourage you, and they're going to make sure it happens. We cannot share everything with everybody. Everybody don't have our business with their heart. I have learned a couple years ago, stop telling everything to everybody. Come on, somebody. Some things we got to keep to ourselves. We know we all get excited about what God is doing, but sometimes you got to be shh. God say in this season 2020, we need to move in silence. Don't tell everybody until you get what God has for you. Come on, somebody. You got some vision killer, dreams killer. You got haters. You got people that praying against you, speaking against you. Even though we know the word of God says, whatever form against us shall not prosper. It might be delayed, but it will not be denied. So tonight, I pray this word has blessed you all, because I promise you, when God gave me this word this week, and I thank God for my minister Terry, my sister. She sent me a text this afternoon. She said, woman of God, I'm excited by the word tonight. I said, sis, I don't do it tonight. I said, it's necessary tonight. She said, no, you tonight, sis. But see, check this out. God gave me this word this week. But I'm thinking that I had to speak on next Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Because October came in so fast. But I thank God for Mr. Terry, when she reminded me, see, that's what kingdom sisters and kingdom brothers do. They look out for each other. Come on. Am I thy sister and thy brother keeper? Come on. Don't say that you love me. Don't say God connect you and me together. And you know you stabbing me in my back. Come on, you ain't helping me. If the Bible says if a brother has been overtaken in a fault, if he fell, if he slipped, whatever he have done, he said go and restore that brother and sister in a spirit of meekness, humility, and go and convert them. Come on, somebody. We need to rise up above talking about people, and I already know it's going to happen. If you know what's going to happen, why did you not warn the person? Why you didn't go help them? Come on, somebody. Stop saying ass sharpening iron. No, and you ain't sharpening nobody's ass for real. Come on. See, people don't need to stop hating and stop being jealous of one another. You know that person don't went through to get what they got. And you don't know what they're doing to keep what they got. Come on. Much is given. Much is required. I'm closing out this time. I'm going to turn it back over to our hand of Pastor E. Hamilton. It's been on the line. Pastor Hamilton, it's in your hand, man of God. Bless you.
Praise God. Praise God, Prophetess Lisa.
Bless
Amen.
You.
My God. Pastor, you
Amen.
Go ahead and I'll join in.
Amen.
Pastor,
Amen. I'm right here. I'm right here.
She was trying to let this hot word go tonight. The spirit said no. This word
to
goes for tonight.
Yeah,
she's trying to do a leap week. Yeah, this one is too hot to hold on to. I was saying, my God. He said, not in his house. Oh my God.
Hey,
she had me just over here laughing. She said, my God, if he gave you, he can't give you no $5 million. He said, you don't know what to do with you. You don't pay your tithes. Oh, my God.
Oh. Come on,
then
come
another
on.
Thing,
come
Prophet Lisa, you said, every time we sneeze, we can't wear the pastor's call to pastors. What happened to our prayer?
Come on.
We can't drain their battery. They're human like we are, you know. I have a sister, and she used to wear my pastor in Bakersfield out every time she have a sneeze. You know, like he was her private pastor. This is an awesome word. And like you said, we can't compromise. Churches can't compromise. Pastors can't compromise on their members, on their congregation, and we can't settle. If we're settling, God wants to take us higher. So we're settling.
Amen.
We won't move. I said, like you said, too much is given, much is required. I was just so
good
that my God. God bless you, my sister, and love you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Excellent job. Excellent job. That's where the biggest thing is us taking responsibility in our own lives and then in our churches and in our communities and the things that we're doing. We always want to point a finger and not get our houses in order. And then what was really intriguing what you talked about is how some of us will sit there and see things out of order and won't say nothing because of position or because you kissing somebody's foot or whatever may be going on that is now affecting you to be honest. We got to stop that. And the truth hurts.
Come on.
You guys hear me say this all the time.
Yeah,
it does. But the truth will definitely set you free because Jesus Christ, is the truth. And he will set you free because the Bible says whom the Son sets free, it's free in deeds, so you can be released of your past and move forward. You know, so
I
can say is good job, always speaking the word here on Women Speak Now, Woman of God. I want to give everybody else an opportunity to tune in. If you have a comment, prayer request, just want to give a shout out to the prophetess tonight. Go ahead and dial 1 and come on in the conversation. Area code 702, last 4, 1862. You are live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. All right. Area code 559, last 4, 6770. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Yeah, this is Pastor Barnes out of Fresno, California. How you doing, Pastor? Just share with you. I'm doing well. How you doing, man of God?
Man, I'm great, my friend. I can't complain a bit.
Praise God. I just thank God for the prophetess this evening, just further confirming what God has me teaching in this day and time about the destructive nature and consequences of compromise. And it's a blessing to hear what she was saying, and because for too long within the body of Christ, we've allowed compromise to be used. And it was so good to hear you talking about how Jesus got upset. And one of the things that we as leaders and those who have been called and those who have been appointed, we must acknowledge the fact that God is not pleased with compromise, and there should be no compromise within the body of Christ. So,
come on.
Of God, I thank God for you sharing it on tonight and further just confirming what God is ushering me to do in teaching. It's one of those places that it's not a popular message. It's not a popular because everybody doesn't want to feel like they're compromising in their life.
Everybody wants to believe
that they dot every I, cross every T, and that they are all truly on their way to heaven. But in all actuality, we all have compromised somewhere along the road to the point where it's not just about us, but it also affects those around us who's watching us. And that compromise begins to have a residual effect. And not just in what we're doing, but it's also in who's also watching on the periphery and seeing, okay, if they did it, because we know this is how the prevailing thought is that once somebody asks the question, why did you do that? It was well, because so-and-so, I saw so-and-so do it, I felt like it was all right. I just thank God for you exposing that tonight. Through what Jesus was sharing through the text in Matthew, and it was just a blessing, like I said, to hear and to know that this is how we are able to just grow and go in the Lord. And just as I heard you say earlier, Pastor, the truth hurts, and that's something that we really don't in this day and time want the truth. We want the sugar-coated, watered-down version. That's the ones that God talked about. So those are the ones who are having the itching ears. And I thank God my ears ain't itching because I want the truth. I want the uncompromised truth.
Please tell me the truth.
I don't want
to go ahead and give me the truth.
The ones that have the itching ears and just want the sugar-coated messages. And then on their way, on a sliding board to hell. I want the uncompromised word of God. And I thank God for what I heard on tonight. And I pray God's blessing upon each and every one of you who have God bless
you. Yes, sir. We look forward to connecting with you and possibly hearing that word built up in you here on the network. So I want to reach out to you and connect. But you said two things. First of all, isn't it great to not share, we have our ministries in different places and all over the country, but to hear someone just come out without collaboration, confirming your word that God has given you, and it's just so great to see that we all are reading the same word. I think we're getting closer in the format of being on one accord, because when I read, you're reading, I think I get a different turn, but we should still get the same. Message from it, and then secondly, you said something else about the truth. People don't draw to the truth message. Well, that's why most of us that are telling the truth only got about 10 to 30 people that are consistent with learning, and I'm happy with that. If I have one that's changing every day and growing, I'm doing my work. So anybody out there listening, saying, "Well, my congregation has dwindled, and I'm only got are the ones that are still there growing, you're doing a great work. Don't give up. Keep pushing.
Amen.
And watch God has the increase.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, anybody else out there? Come on, dial one. I see Pastor Valoris or either Pastor Luckett, one of those Wisconsinians are on the line. Come on, come
amen.
On line.
Amen.
Pastor Luckett, yeah. There you go.
Amen.
Come on
amen.
Here, brother.
Bless you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Praise God, everybody. Such a powerful word by Prophetess Lisa Harris. You know, she said a lot, especially by bringing order back to the house of God. And for surely, you know, we don't want the Lord to come into our ministries and have to overthrow the tables, but he will do so if he needs to do that to bring order back into his house. And we must understand, even though that we are the under shepherds, the house belongs to him, the church belongs to him.
Yes.
St. Paul doesn't belong to Anthony Luckett. It belongs to God. And so, we have to follow the order that he has placed in. And one of the reasons I believe that we were pushed out of the building in this season is because God, he wants to reestablish order in his house. And he's given us another opportunity to get it right. I heard a bishop say, that the churches were doing all this stuff, all these things that were not orchestrated by God, and God was not pleased with that. So it's very important as pastors that we have our ear towards God. We can hear what God is saying, and I agree. Not to allow things to go on that is not of him in his house. So that
right.
So that's very very important. She said a lot,
prayer
going on in the house and lastly I'll say this, I can identify with you, prophetess, because one time a person asked me to pray for somebody else. This was like the second or third time. So I got ready to start. I started praying, and God stopped me. He said, be quiet. He said, you go tell that person they need to come see me for themselves.
Jesus.
So I learned right then and there. So there's some people that God wants to deal with specifically. That's part of that order right there. That's part of that order.
Yeah.
So we have to be obedient to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So, woman of God, you blessed me on tonight, and as Apostle E said, the truth shall make you free. Amen.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
You
brought this up because when she brought it up during her message, I almost came off mute then when she's talking about Jesus in the marketplace. Most of my friends know two things about me. You have a Pastor E on the mountaintop where we prefer to stay. But then you also got a Pastor E in the marketplace that will tear some stuff up because no longer I live, but Christ who lives in me. I ain't having you come over here and tear up what God has going over here. We're gonna make some noise and keep things in order. I hope you guys took that as jokingly as it is. But we also have to have that mentality to say, hold on, the buck stops there. You can do whatever you want to do out there in that house, but in this house, we will serve the Lord and serve him in honor and respecting him. So, look, she has sparked a bunch of fires tonight on this line. Bless the Lord. Come on, we got another caller. Area code 214. Pastor Luckett, thank you, man of God. Area code 214, last four, 8842. You are live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Well, praise the Lord. How's my brothers and sisters doing in Christ this evening? This is Apostle Dwayne Brown out of Dallas, Texas. And I really enjoyed the word. I really enjoyed it, Daughter Lisa. But the problem is that these pastors have allowed the world to creep into the building. And the people that you got people sitting there and they've seen the stuff that's going on. But many a time, those pastors have already been told. Many a times the message already has been sent. And they're just hard-headed, disobedient, rebellious, and want to do things their way because they think it's their house instead of God's house.
Well,
so what God wants the people to do is stop sitting there and come out from amongst them and get away from the wicked ones because God is not in that house where all that sin is going on. They allow some of everything to go on in them buildings. But see, what we have to remember is that the Bible says many false prophets are going out into the land, many of them. And that's what you're witnessing. You're witnessing because where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the truth is being preached, you don't see very many followers. You don't see that many.
Come on now.
So we have to come out from amongst them. The Bible even tells you, the Bible tells us, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Right?
That's good. That's
so
the word. That's
here,
the word.
If I'm living holy and you're living unrighteously and you know God has already spoke to them, because God lets you know he's already spoke to them, you need to come out from amongst them. You have your own ministry. But that's what they're doing. They're simply trying to build members because they want the money. They're running like a business. They don't run like a house of God. They run it like a business. God calls them synagogues of Satan. Synagogues of Satan. God stopped me and my husband back in the day from going up into those buildings because they would not receive the truth. They don't want to hear the truth in those houses.
True.
They don't want to hear it. And that's what we're
sure
talking about today. Sorts of wax cold.
They don't want truth.
That's what you're witnessing. Mm-hmm. That's what you're seeing. God
that's
is
right.
not
but Can I bounce in here with you? A woman of God, can I bounce in here on that? Because I don't want to lose this spirit that just pushed on there. But have you guys noticed, and I'm talking to all my leaders on here, and we got a bunch tonight, but have you noticed that the pandemic was really an exposure to what was really going on behind closed doors? Because I don't know if it's just me, but I've been hearing some of these big-time preachers that's got thousands and thousands of members preach online now who wouldn't go online before. They used to call Facebook the devil. They used to call YouTube the devil. Now that's the only means they have to, and you hear what they really preaching, you wonder why we doing so bad behind closed doors, because some of this word don't line up to the uncompromisable word of God. It got a little flavor here and a little flavor there, and it's not effective because it's not the uncompromisable word of God. That's what I've been noticing. Me and Pastor Valores did a show on Let's Talk Jesus, and we were really transparent about, have you noticed the ones that weren't doing the social media and doing the lives and the preaching out in front of their churches and stuff like that you see doing it now are really not biblical. So it's really been a time of exposure that, you know, this isn't, and if I happen to step on your toe and this is your church, don't get mad and don't give up. You can fix it tonight. Just ask God to forgive you and get it right from there on.
Don't worry about it. Speak your mind.
You know, but we have to really be that kind of aggressive with each other to say, you know what, bro, hey man, and if you know me, you know I'm like this already, so I'm not just talking what I'm saying somebody else should do. I pull brothers to the side a lot of times and say, brother, that's not godly. I mean, and I do it on a you know, one-on-one basis, but still with the respect to say, man, I can't sit here and just let that happen because I love you for number one, and we represent the same God. So I think that accountability factor has to rise up in everybody. The prophet has kind of sparked that fire in me also, is that are we just going to sit by and let it keep happening, or are we going to stand in truth together? See, when I stand with you, you stand with me, and we all on this network on one accord, we can't be infiltrated by the falseness because we're standing on the truth. So before I get my preaching me tonight, I'm just saying I'm encouraged. Woman of God, I didn't want to cut you off, but I wanted to cut into that place because you said right there is that, is it biblical, and are we really doing what the Word of God says we're supposed to be doing? So thank you.
Amen.
No, come
Amen.
On.
Amen.
That wasn't telling you to stop. That wasn't telling you to stop.
Oh,
I just wanted to kind of talk with you.
I was listening because, I mean, the truth is we have to rise up against evildoers. We have to speak God's word. We have to warn people when God
comes
to warn them. But there's a time when God says, look, I've already told them. You just come out from
come
amongst
on.
Them. It's just not. Right? We have to separate ourselves. Light has no fellowship with darkness. And that's what the
people
so they're in this realm of, I gotta go to a building every Sunday. I gotta go, oh, the pastor's gonna be over, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. No, we're supposed to be following Jesus and not man. We're not supposed to be leaning to the arms of the flesh. But that's what people are doing. Yeah, we're supposed to fellowship and we're supposed to get together. That's what we're doing on the phone tonight. And I'm gonna tell you this. The reason why you saw all those prophets run to the internet and you see them have churches in their parking lots and doing all this stuff because they don't want to lose their members. And God said they don't want to lose that tithe money and they don't want to lose that, you know, the love offerings. They don't want to lose that. They don't want them going nowhere else either. So that's why they're panicking, and they're like, well, I still got to pay the note on the church, and I still got bills to pay. I got to stay in contact with these people.
Mm.
And that's what you're witnessing. That's what you're witnessing, because our faith is in that money and not in God.
My God.
And the members' faith is in the pastor and not in God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everybody was doing what God ordained for them to do, there'd be no problems. If everybody's paying their tithes and offering,
that's right.
Nobody would be lacking anything.
That's right. And those of us that are leaders have to be more transparent that, you know, first of all, we're supposed to be building people, not just to sit under us, but that they go and build people. And that's the multiplication of this discipleship thing. And we're doing okay here. I have to say that. I've seen growth in my covenant partners, and I see the people around them growing. We haven't even scratched the surface. We need to really break this thing off because there's a shifting coming in 2021. Let me put on my prophetic hat right now, because there's going to be a shifting of the last becoming first and the first becoming last, and people are going to be saying, how did Pastor Lucky get up? What? How did Pastor get lucky in a brand new building and a thousand members because he was honorable with the little. Now he can manage the must. How did Prophetess Lisa go all across the nation on the radio? Because she was diligent and committed to the little, that now the must is there and she can be trusted. God is looking for those that are ready to be trustworthy in God. How many of us say, Lord, I trust you? Why do I have to trust God when he's the all-sufficient, the all-omnia, the all-everything, instead of saying, finally, Lord, can you trust me?
That's it.
I'm going to quit
That's
there.
It.
Oh, Jesus.
That's
Anybody
it.
Else want to get in this conversation? Anybody else want to get in this conversation? Oh, we got Pastor Dwayne fired up now. Pastor Dwayne, come on into the conversation. Women Speaking Out with Prophetess Lisa.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the word tonight. You encouraged my spirit. You have encouraged my faith, you know, even because, you know, like you said something that caught me when I first met Pastor E. You know, I like truth. And a lot of times I was going to places to be a part of somebody, you know, being part of ministry. Because, you know, I love soul winning. You know, I love the word of God. I love to, you know, to help the church to grow father in the fivefold ministry. And sometimes when you give folks all God has gave you, they take it for granted, but then they start not liking you because you're telling them truth. You know, we was caught up. We was brought out of darkness by truth. We wasn't brought out of darkness by lying. God didn't steam us. He didn't trick us, you know. He didn't say we'd do a little of this, he'd do a little of that, you know. And so sometimes when you give folks the truth, sometimes you find yourself by yourself. You know, I've been in, you know, I started a church on my own, you know, and I was in, you know, I was in a, you know, I was in a previous marriage. You know, my marriage got tore up. You know, the church got tore up because I was basically a true person. I love the word of God, and I love to be true. And so you spark my spirit because now I'm back home because I try to veer out. You know, I try to give back the same love and compassion about the word of God. I'm showing truth. You want to do outreach? This is what we got to do. You want to do this? This is what we got to do. We want to raise this? This is what we got to do. By giving that, people's thinking you're trying to take over, you know, but it's the truth. And so where I'm at now, I'm in my house. I'm in my basement. You know, I got things set up.
Wait. Say it again. Where you at? Wait, tell them again.
I'm in my house.
You at home?
I'm in my house.
In your basement.
in my basement. You know, I got everything. I got everything I need. You know, and all that. I'm incorporated. I got all this stuff. You know, but what happened is we show the truth. So you just encouraged my spirit because see, I walk around here in Madison, Wisconsin. You know, sometimes you get depressed. You know, when you know you're a man of God. You know that. You know, God brought you back here to do this, and you sit around and you say, okay,
hey, Pastor,
you call me back.
Pastor, you must have moved a little bit because your reception kind of went out. It's blurry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because okay. I was saying to myself, I'm here, and all of a sudden, you know, it's just like a darkness. You know, you're used to fellowshipping, and you're not doing this. Then you get to say, okay, Lord, well, you brought me here, and you told me to do this, and you told me to do that, and all of a sudden, you know, you seem like you're lonely, you know? And you just encouraged me with that word because God, you know, we know that God would never leave us and never forsake us. But sometimes, you know, God got to pull you away because if you don't pull you away, you're still getting intoxicated. You're still getting stuff that God is not calling you to do, you know? And so sometimes we try to do things out of commitment. And by doing these out of commitment, we hold up what God has for us. So you encouraged me when you said that. You encouraged me how you spoke about how Jesus was, you know, how he went into the synagogue, how he did this, how he that people then, you know, they came against him. They even turned against the disciples. So in this time and season of my life, I'm grateful for where I'm at, but at the same time, people want truth. And like she said, like the other prophet said that, you know, people that want truth, you're not always going to have a large gallery. Ministry ain't about money. See, you can't the ministry ain't about money. That's no money in ministry.
Come on.
So if you're thinking you're going to get rich and all this and all in the ministry, no, you're not. It's no money in ministry.
Yeah.
No, it's no money in ministry. So I'm preaching. You gave me that word because I know God have greater things for me. You know, I know He have greater things for me. So yeah.
And watch this, Pastor Dwayne. Our churches are about to grow. See, I saw an increase in my churches, and we've been having church outside during out the whole pandemic. Y'all know it. I've been going live every Sunday in the whole pandemic, and I'm starting to see an increase of people who, when they needed somebody, we were there for them. Now they're coming back, and they don't need anything.
Wow.
They're coming, and I even we did a chair drive, you guys. We need more chairs now. All the chairs, and then a couple other covenant partners that are here, Minister Terry and Minister Frankie, Minister Rhonda, all of them are speaking in my ear saying, "No, they're coming," and I'm like, "I'm good." Even the online is growing. I want you guys to set yourselves up for this transition of power that's going on. You know, we worried about the presidency. You better be worrying about this anointing that's about to happen because, see, those who walk in the spirit will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You're about to be blessed now for all of your ability to say no to self, all of your ability to quit the old and walk in the spirit. If you learn how to tame your flesh, God is going to bless you.
Amen.
Number one, we're still here. Okay, let me say that right now for everybody out here. Prophetess Lisa is a survivor of the COVID. I believe we all are. We just didn't get tested and know you had it. But I'm going to get off that. We all are still here. And we still have the ability to do greater things and we don't give up. My business has grown. The ministry is growing. The neighborhood is getting better. There's something going on, and I have to say this: get ready for your rightful position.
Amen.
It's shifting going on.
I want to say this.
Come on,
Pastor. This is the last thing I want to say. And you know, by being you know, I've been working daily, and you know, at this hospital with my wife and taking care of her business. No, God actually showed us a place to where we can run the business for us as the sole business. And the business is a bigger building where we can do, if you decide we want to do like Bible study and stuff like that, we can work that in. But God has showed us a building to where, you know, everybody asking us what we're going to do for the winter. You know, how they're going to get to
the hallelujah.
And so God showed us a place. God showed us a place. So, you know, just, you know, I just, like I said, I take that. I don't take it for lightly the way you shared the word of God to me. That's encouraged my, that definitely encouraged my faith.
Amen.
That encouraged me where I'm at, because I know I'm not alone.
Come on.
That's right. And if I
and you are.
If I keep on preaching the truth, because I'm not preaching about me. I'm not telling you how to get rich. I'm not telling you how to. I'm just telling you about this Savior who saved me, that he got all grace. He got grace.
Amen.
He got
Come
grace
on.
For you just the same as he got grace for me. But I'm willing to give up some stuff. What I'm willing to give up, the things that are going to keep me away from him. I don't want to stay away from him. So whatever I got to get up to keep this, to keep him happy with me, then I'm willing to give it up. So if you're
Amen.
Doing something that you don't have no business doing, and you're talking about you want to come and fellowship and do things here with me, this is what the words say. This is how you got to walk. Because she said, how could two walk together if they don't agree? If we don't agree, we can't walk together.
That's
right.
If I forsake my brothers and them from they, if I forsake hanging out in the streets, you think I'm going to go back hanging out in the streets and I said, God said don't go hang my, no. I got to walk with people that agree. I believe
Ooh,
in
come on.
Even
come on, Pastor Dwayne. Come on. Come on.
My son said free is free indeed. I've been delivered.
Come on.
I'm not still on that stuff. I'm not still stupid. I've been delivered. So if I've been delivered, why would I go, Papa, why would I go shake hands with the enemy? The devil is a lie.
Yes, he is. Come on.
If I got to say, well, man, I'm cool. Because God getting glorified. So just I thank you for that prophet. Thank you for that word. I'm grateful.
Bless you, man of God. Bless you.
Bless you, sir.
That's awesome.
Bless
my
you,
God. Bless you.
Now,
thank
now,
you for the
you know, I ain't trying to throw you under the bus. But you remember we were talking about about 2 years ago, and we were talking about planting a church. And what was the first thing I told you need to get before you plant a church? Now, for everybody out there, I do have a church planting seminar, and this is the first rule I give everybody that comes to me and says, Pastor, I'm ready, man. God called me. I'm ready to start a church. And the first thing I tell them to do is, you better get a business.
Pastor,
that's
good.
That's good.
I see.
What'd you say?
Are you still? Is I'm still?
I can hear you. What'd you say? Anyway, I was me and Pastor Dwayne were talking years ago, and I told him, I said, man, when you start that church, you need to get a business first so you can be self-sufficient financially, so the people who come that really need help don't have to feel a burden to help you keep the doors open. I tell pastors this across the country. When
that's
they call
good.
Me, man, how you doing it? I want to start a church. And I say, well, stop. Start a business. No, man, I'm going to do it the old way. I need 16 families.
Nope.
And I say, well, when those 16 families leave you, what happened? I encourage everybody to find your dream, your vision, and your idea. Start your business, and your business will provide a door for you to have your ministry. And if you want a model, I can have it right here in Long Beach. I'll send you pictures. I'll take you on a video and show you how God will increase your land when you're an entrepreneur and you're making your own income.
And if you can hear me, that's if you can hear me, that's exactly what he told me. And for the last couple years, me and my wife, for the last couple years, I've been working at the hospital for 2 years, and my wife been starting a business, and God has made it financially where we can support one another and make the business grow. So everything that he said, we put things in order. I bought stuff. I got a whole basement. I got everything that I purchased as far as it put into the store. You know, we're not just going to make soap. We make jewelry. We don't just make jewelry. My daughter now, she started making candles. She's making candles.
Hey,
she makes stuff to go on your lips. You know, like lip gloss and all that kind of stuff. Now my daughter started making that. So it's like, you know, we were putting things in perspective. By putting things in perspective, my wife told me yesterday that God showed her a building. We went to look at the building. It's a nice warehouse. It's a nice size warehouse that we can put in different parts of the business in there. And if we decide we want to have a little service, cut off a little area and put it there, and God bless us to where most businesses we've been looking at, they've been wanting $1,600, $1,700. This building here is something like $800.
Man, you better run. You better take off running.
We've been shot.
For real.
Glory to God. I keep hearing this noise, right? You know, we upstairs, and I've been in the front room. I keep hearing this noise, and I'll be like, what's that? My wife shouting. I'm thinking she's falling because every 5 minutes, you know, she hollering, glory, and jumping. I'm like, woo. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Everything
Amen.
That the man of God said, we put it in order. We did it in that, we
put
did
it in
that format
I like
of what
that.
God had done. God has kept his word. So God has kept his
Amen.
Word.
Wow.
So, this is the season.
Well, we had to get that in there. I hope somebody
that, so.
hope somebody was encouraged with that. We had to get that in there.
That's
yes, sir.
Good. Awesome. Amen.
Amen. Come on. We're going to extend
Amen.
The time on here. I'm just feeling in my spirit somebody on here needs prayer. You're going through something, and you love this network. You always on this network, but you never dial one. Tonight's your night. You need to dial one. We're going to open up the lines. We got some awesome prayer warriors on board. We will pray with you, for you. Now, about prayer, you guys said that earlier, that somebody called you and asked you to pray for somebody. I quit that a long time ago because I understood that prayer don't work unless you're on the same accord and
you're
under
right.
the power
right.
of agreement.
You're right.
So I,
yes,
and you guys know
it.
I tell y'all when y'all
that's
get sick, I say,
that's
why you didn't
right
call
now.
Me? So we can pray together. Because the Bible says when two agree on anything concerning anything
on
this earth.
Come on.
God, our heaven and God is faithful to do it, but we must agree.
Yeah.
But if I don't know, a closed mouth don't get fed. So I say this, and if you're not there already praying for yourself, if you call me, that's probably what I'm going to ask you. Can you start praying for yourself and believe and get your faith up? Let
mm-hmm.
me give you some
mm-hmm.
word to strengthen
mm-hmm.
you, and then come mm-hmm. back and just link up together in faith and watch mountains be moved. Because God is still in mm-hmm. the mountain moving business.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. But nobody else, prophetess, has dialed one. Great word. When you get us sparked up like this, you got us all ready to preach a word tonight. I think you got many sermons tonight, and I just got so much fire in me, you see, I can't stop. So we want to give you an opportunity to tell us anything going on in your ministry, what we can do to keep supporting you. I got a couple of announcements. Please do not hang up if you're on this network tonight and you're interested in maybe joining the network or being part of our crossover revival that we do every year. We have some openings here on the network. Plus, we're doing our crossover revival, which is a 24-hour virtual revival. I don't care where you are in the city, state, or country, you can get on this broadcast and you can do your time. If you want to be a part of that, please hold on. I'm going to give some information for you guys to get in touch with me. We would love to get all new, fresh blood. Prophetess Lisa has been on board 5 years, I believe. No, the first year she didn't do it. But the next 4 years she has, Minister Terry,
mm-hmm.
so many of our covenant partners are part of this, but we want you to be a part of it too. So hold on, don't hang up, we're going to share that information. Go ahead, Prophetess.
Amen. I just want to thank God, everyone, tonight. I do have my own couple of lines that I do on every other Monday night because on my work schedule. I had to move it to every other Friday night, and it'll be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And we have our own baby, Pastor L. Vines, when it was on there from California. I'm telling you, if y'all can dial in tomorrow night, this man of God has an awesome, awesome teacher. He came on last 2 weeks talking about there's three levels and three steps. I'm telling you, it's Pastor L. Vine. He was on there earlier. He's from California, too. So he'll be doing it tomorrow night at 7 p.m. If anybody wants to come on there, I will give you the number and let me know if you want to come on there, and I'll post it. But I'm telling you, he is an awesome kingdom man of God. He's my God daddy, and God connected me and him together and his wife. You know what I'm saying? See, one thing we have to learn, don't never say God connect me and him together. No. God connect me, him, and his wife together because they are one. Come on, somebody. See, we got to start getting this thing twisted. You can't honor him if you don't honor his wife. Come on, because they are one. So I thank God that God connected me and him and his wife together, and he's my God daddy, and he support me like he's my pastor. I'm going to be real with you. He support me. He always there for me. He always send me encouragement. See, those kind of people you want to be connected to.
someone that's going to encourage you, going to pray for you in our way and see the best in you. Like Papa E said tonight, if you want to get a ministry, like I said, get your business started and get somebody to save up. You can't get a ministry and expect the people that connect with you to carry everything out. You got to be the first partaker. Anyway, people don't say if money makes things happen. Okay, what nobody say. We all need money. Come on, somebody. But tonight, I thank God, everyone that dialed in tonight. I'm excited, and I thank God, my Nelson Terry, because I really had forgot. I figured by it was next Thursday. She said, no, my beautiful sister, it's tonight. I'm like, oh, my God. But see, that's why God gave me that word this week. But I thought for next week, I said, okay, now, see, God give us an on-time word that he knows what the people's need and when they need us. So I thank you all for the encouragement. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the support. I thank God for my very own, Pastor E. Hamilton. He is a kingdom-minded brother. He loves his sister. And I thank God for our connection. Like I said, I'm telling you, you got to be careful who you connect yourself with. If anybody pushing you, come on, somebody. And ain't anybody walking with you, agreement with you, you better quicker disconnect from them kind of people because they are not going where God is taking you at. And I just thank God tonight that what God is doing in Spirit and True Outreach Ministry and how I continue to like God to use me. Whatever I do, it's all got to do with God. I'm just one of his chosen daughters and one of his chosen sons. So I thank you all again for the support, and I love you all from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul.
Amen. Amen. Family, as I said, we have an event going on December 31st until January 1st. It starts at 9 p.m. on the Pacific time, which we catch every time zone, Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific, with a dynamic preacher every midnight coming over together, and then every hour after until 9 our time, midnight in other areas, we shut down 24 hours of steady, God-given, God-anointed, and God-purpose word going forward about crossing over into something never, ever been done before. We ain't talking about years. We're not talking about days. We're talking about seasons, on how we change seasons and cross over into a new season that we can expect greater things. If you'd like to be a part of that, I'm going to ask Minister Terry to come on board and give that email information or our social media information to get in touch with us. Minister Terry.
Praise God. Thanks. This is Minister Terry. The email information, if you're interested in the 2021 crossover, provoked2000@live.com. Again, that's provoked2000@live.com. And we look forward to celebrating Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, family, God bless you guys. We love you guys. We appreciate you. We thank you for being a part of the broadcast tonight and supporting the network and Prophetess Lisa as she continues to do the work of God. We bless her and thank her for her service. Go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God.
Amen. I want to give the number, if you don't mind, for tomorrow night. Is that be okay if I give the number for tomorrow night?
Go right
okay,
in.
So when,
go right in.
Amen. Okay, the number for tomorrow night is Spirit of Truth Conference Line. It's, if you got pink, you can write it down. It's 605-472-5464. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Pastor Ada L. Vines from California, 605-472-5464. And the code is 629925 pound. Again, the code is 629925 pound. We'll be on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. If you can dial in and hear this awesome, kingdom, powerful, awesome man of God, I'm telling you, he said, I'm telling you, it's been so good. I said, Pastor, you got to come back and finish the level. So tomorrow night will be our second level that he teaches some good teaching. I mean, he really is anointed. He's an awesome kingdom teacher. So I wish if you can dial in, I would greatly appreciate it. You would truly be blessed. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence. I want to say thank you again tonight. Father God, we thank you for such an enriched word tonight. This word comes to cut us. This word comes to examine us. It comes to find us and see if we doing the right thing in the kingdom of God. Every word is not coming with enticing words. Some words come to cut us deep down inside of every bone, every joint, muscles, and tissue. So I pray tonight this word will begin to absorb and begin to just mush in our mind and our bones and every part of our body on tonight. And it being absorbed in us tonight that we will take this word, we will apply the word, we will do the word tonight. I cover everybody on this line tonight, God. I cover them in the blood of Jesus, God, that you will keep them. You were in Lord's territory and Lord's blessed ministry, oh God, that God would say, this is the house of prayer, that God would not say, you made my house into a thief and a robber. We don't want God to say that about our ministry. We want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. God, we should bless every pastor, everybody on this line tonight, God. I ask you to embrace them with grace. They carry out their ministry, God. And Father God, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in the name of the Father, the Son, and the fresh Holy Spirit. We pray this prayer in faith in Jesus' name. And I love you all. And God bless you. Everybody have a sweet night rest. I love you all. God bless you.
Oh, oh, oh. You see? Well, baby mama. You already know though. Check it out. Hey,
they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, the rest of
the life. I'll
be loving you all of my life, the rest of the life. I'll be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, the rest of the life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, the rest of the life.
I just wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe us. No, I never ever leave us. I ain't stepping down off this word.
Okay.
I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well, hey. On my ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all my life, the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all my life, the rest of my life.
Well,
I'm loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all my life, the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all my life, the rest of my life. I'm loving you.
I love how my God, it feels the same about me. You can hear me telling in my testimony. He's all.
I'm gonna be loving you
all of my life.